It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Well, David, I had to get a second cup early this morning. In fact, you commented even before the show started that pot of coffee was done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That is in part because, you know, the good deacon's on travel, and then our other daughter who's away in college isn't home in the morning to drink coffee, so I don't have anybody to drink a whole pot of coffee that I would typically make at home. So I've been using one of those just one cup pop in.
Yeah.
And it's not very good.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's the brand I'm using or what. But So anyways, I made some early cup of coffee today, so I've got a good second cup. But it was not the coffee excitement that we had here in the studio yesterday, because Pat had, our executive director, came back to the station yesterday after a meeting with a big bag of coffee from The Grotto.
Mm.
They have The Grotto blend now available.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to try and open. We got to open that one.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll save that one for Share-a-thon, because I think we're going to need just some really delicious coffee to get us through. But today, second cup. You know, we missed it, and you said this in our lead-in here. The Feast of the Guardian Angels was over the weekend.
It was on Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. So I thought we'd spend today's second cup kind of talking about our guardian angels and how we actually can interact with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Monsignor O'Connor teased me once. He said, Brenda, I think your guardian angel might suffer a little PTSD. Because there have been
put him
times,
through a lot of work, huh?
I put him through, and it hasn't been like the physical danger. It's been more about the emotional and just the kind of spiritual situations I put myself in.
Well, you know,
but
it's
you
life.
Know, it is life, and thank goodness for our guardian angels. You know, this feast day is often overlooked today, and it celebrates the angels assigned to each of us for our spiritual and physical protection. They're always with us, and only God and perhaps Mary loves you more than your guardian angel. So it begs the question, though, how does one bond with your guardian angel?
Mm-hmm.
So online, Alex Hay from EpicPew.com, he offers 7 ways, actually, that we can connect with our guardian angel.
Yeah.
Of course, first he says prayer. He said there's no better way to bond with your guardian angel than through prayer. There is the standard guardian angel prayer, but there are other prayers also for your angel's intercession in your life.
Okay.
Do you remember your guardian angel prayer? It's one of the first ones many children learn.
Angel of God, my guardian dear.
That's it.
There you go.
To whom God's love, trust me near. So that's one way.
Mm-hmm.
Adoration is another way. Now, your angel, while always with you, is also at the foot of God's throne. So when you go to adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, you take your angel with you and do something he was created to do, and that is to worship God. Your guardian angel loves to worship the Almighty right along with you.
Nice.
I don't ever think about that, you know, that my guardian angel is with me all of the time. And when you go to adoration, well, they are in adoration of God all the time too.
Right.
And that's just a beautiful thought. Next, they say, talk to your guardian angel.
Yeah.
Now, this is fascinating. He says that angels cannot read your mind. So in order to communicate with your angel, you must talk to them. You tell them what is going on inside your head. Ask them to bring your worries, anxieties, joys to God. Your guardian angel loves you, and like any good friend, wants to know what's going on with your life.
Nice.
Isn't that they're
That's
with
cool.
us, ready to guard us, but they're not reading our minds and our thoughts.
Right.
We call them into prayer, and then that brings their attention
mm-hmm.
to us.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
They say, he says, actually, you can learn about your angel. Now, I'm not quite sure what that's meant, but then he says this. Learning about your angel will naturally increase your devotion to them. The more you know, the more drawn to his intercession you will be. So get a book about angels. Some of the articles you can find online, including those at Epic Pew, they've been written about the guardian angel and the role in our lives and the ways that they work and intercede for us in our daily life. You know, one of the ways that I had read recently that you can call on your angel, guardian angel intercession, is when you are in a difficult, perhaps an argument or an impasse with somebody. You can't pray in your mind for your guardian angel to converse with their guardian angel to help all of you get through the difficulty that you're having.
I like
having.
That. It's your mediators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that is wonderful. Of course, now that we are in the month of October, it is the month of Our Lady of the Rosary.
That's right.
And that Epic Pew says you should pray the rosary with your guardian angel. Mary is Queen of the Angels. You honor her by praying the rosary and invite your guardian angel to pray along with you. In fact, many would say that if you fall asleep while praying the rosary, your guardian angel will finish it for you.
That's nice to know.
I don't know if that's true, but I'd like to think so.
That's very good.
How about this, David? Have a good laugh with your guardian angel.
I love that.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yep.
Dr. Peter Kreeft, in his book on angels, theorizes that angels have senses of humor. Well, if this is true, they probably laugh quite a bit. Any good friend will laugh with you, as will your guardian angel. So the next time you think of something funny, share it with your guardian angel. David, I think I heard a little chuckle kind of in the background when you made a joke about angel hair pasta.
I think so.
I think that must be the pasta that every guardian angel would want to have.
I definitely think so. That's funny.
What kind of pasta sauce do you put on angel hair, I wonder?
Ooh, I'll have to think about that. That's good.
Because, of course, it depends on the shape of the pasta.
That's very true. Well, a light sauce, I have a feeling.
Probably something very light.
Yes.
And then number seven, they say, meditate on scripture with him. The scripture is the word of God, and in it, God reveals himself to us. When we meditate on scripture, we learn more about God and what he expects of us. Invite your guardian angel into this meditation. They can help you learn more through your meditation. After all, the word angel means messenger.
Mm-hmm.
The message of God wants to impart to you can be more clearly revealed through the help of your guardian angel. By receiving information through your angel, you learn more about your angel and how they want to interact with you.
I noticed you said him, but that's in a generic sense.
Yeah, I'm trying to read this as a
right.
angels is directly because we were talking about
this. Yeah.
They're not male or female.
Right, it's a spiritual being.
Spiritual being.
Yeah.
So they don't have that pronoun, so to speak. But that's kind of the typical one I use. But yeah, guardian angels are just wonderful. And there's so many books written about them. And we know the guardian angels, those are the first level of angels in the choir of angels, and those are the ones that interact the most with humans and our lives.
Well, I know as a youngster growing up, my guardian angel was with me several times.
Yes.
Yeah.
To protect you from danger. I've even seen like near misses where the kids, you watch them as they're toddling around and they trip or something, and you see them heading for that edge of the furniture and then just kind of roll away. I just say thank you to that guardian angel for protecting all of us. So it's just good to maybe say a prayer today with your angel. If you are going to adoration, remember to ask them to pray with you to help you focus during adoration. And they'll be right there with you in the pew as you kneel in honor of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.